Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Hello my friends, thank you so much for joining me today for a couple of hours for some of the greatest music of all time. I hope everything's great in your world, and I'll try to make it even better with a nice stack of records, which contains sentimental songs. That's our musical theme today. That came about during my research for last week's theme of train songs. I found a lot of tunes that had the word sentimental in the title, so that will be our subject today. And for the countdown this week, we're heading back to June of 1959. So that's what awaits us today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today. Seems like old times. And as always, we start on the charts, and today we're back to late June 1959. Now, of course, on the Hot 100 this weekend, there's lots of rock and roll on the charts, but plenty of hits that qualify for this program. And we start at number 53 with Al Martino.
I can't get you out of my heart, for you, love, are part of my heart. It's funny, the first time we met, I knew you'd be hard to forget. I can't get you out of my dreams. Whenever you're near, my heart beams. Without you, I'm lonely. My heart wants you only. I can't get you out of my heart. Ti amo, ti voglio, amore. E dimmi to say. A non mi lasciare, ti voglio sposare, ti amo, ti voglio, amore. Without you, I'm lonely. My heart wants you only. I can't get you out of.
That's 31-year-old Philadelphian Al Martino, I Can't Get You Out of My Heart. That's his first hit on the U.S. pop chart since 1953. He's been in Britain all this time because the Mafia bought out his management contract. So he gave them some money and then got out of Dodge. Well, he's back now and trying to get back on the American music scene. And that record would peak at number 44. I've gone back 66 years on today's Seems Like Old Times, when Dwight Eisenhower is in the White House and Richard Nixon is second in command. And the population of the USA, 177 million. And here in June, America consists of 49 states. Alaska was granted statehood in January. And a 49-star flag is due to be released on Independence Day. But that'll be a collector's item because Hawaii will join the Union in August. And then the 50-star flag will come out next Independence Day. And the USA is on the brink of reaching outer space. On April 9th, NASA introduced the men who would go on those first space missions. They were Scott Carpenter, Gordon Cooper, Gus Grissom, John Glenn, Wally Schirra, Deke Slayton, and Alan Shepard. Now, you kids out there, a good way to remember the original seven is by the first letters of their last name. There's only three of them, C, G, and S. Now, while they would be the first men into space, a couple of monkeys went up first. On May 28th, Abel and Baker flew aboard the Jupiter AM-18.
At Cape Canaveral, two tiny astronauts, monkeys Abel and Baker, are readied for the first flight into outer space and safe return of Earth life. dressed in protective spacesuits and wired so that readings on their physiological reactions can be transmitted to the ground, the rhesus monkey and the much smaller squirrel monkey are secured in separate capsules in the nose cone of a Jupiter missile. Prime purpose of the flight was to test the nose cone re-entry. In a sense, the monkeys were hitchhikers. 300 miles out into space they travel. 15 minutes and 1,700 ground miles later, the capsule is fished from the waters of the Caribbean, where it re-entered the atmosphere. The cone itself is in good shape after the fiery plunge through space. Abel and Baker are unspossed from their protective garb, and they prove sturdy little explorers indeed. Physically unharmed and in jolly good spirits, the first creatures from outer space in all history. A little later, the space monkeys meet the press at the headquarters of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration in Washington. They brought back the best evidence yet that humans can function and survive in outer space. Pathfinders for the spacemen of tomorrow.
Unfortunately, Abel died 4 days later from a reaction to anesthesia undergoing surgery to remove an infected medical electrode. But Miss Baker lived until 1984 and is buried on the grounds of the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. And back on the Billboard Hot 100 from this weekend in 1959, coming in at number 49, one of the hottest acts around, the Kingston Trio.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Pick it, Davey.
Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul,
he may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who never returned. Hey, to Charlie.
Number 49 this week in 1959, the Kingston Trio and the MTA and the story of poor old Charlie. A song which originally was written in 1949 to promote Walter O'Brien for mayor of Boston. And this updated version has become another big hit for the Kingston Trio, which consists of Dave Gard and Bob Shane, originally from Honolulu. And they met San Diego native Nick Reynolds in San Francisco. Their fourth album on the charts right now is called At Large. And the first single from that LP was MTA. It would reach number 15. Well, now it's movie time. Let's see what's up on the big screen this week in 59. A couple of new cartoons include Backwoods Bugs. Bugs Bunny vacations in the Ozarks and gets chased around by a couple of buzzards. And there's Panhandle Scandal. Woody Woodpecker is the marshal of a western town. And also new is the 190th and last Three Stooges short, Sappy Bullfighters. And then to the main features, Audrey Hepburn and Peter Finch star in The Nun's Story. Middle of the Night has Frederick March and Kim Novak. There's The Hangman with Robert Taylor, Tina Louise, Jack Lord, and Fess Parker. Susan Hayward stars in Woman Obsessed. Gregory Peck's in Korea in Porkchop Hill. There's the crime thriller Compulsion with Orson Welles, Dean Stockwell, Bradford Dillman, and Diane Varsey. And the soap opera-like The Young Philadelphians with Paul Newman and Robert Vaughn.
It was just loud.
Like a shot.
Just loud.
Did the gun go off?
I don't know. It might have.
Chet, you got to remember about the gun. Now, there were fingerprints on it, yours and Morton's, and powder burns. If the gun went off accidentally, that...
I don't know. All I remember is something cold, like iron, a gate, and a clang. I don't know, Tony. I swear, I just don't know. That's all I remember. Please don't.
Robert Vaughn was outstanding in The Young Philadelphians. He got an Oscar nomination. Well, for lighter fare, there's Ask Any Girl, starring Shirley MacLaine, who is on the cover of this week's Time magazine. The story says that Shirley, at 25, is the brightest face, the freshest character, and the most versatile new talent in Hollywood. More laughs in The Mating Game with Debbie Reynolds and Tony Randall.
I admit, I was overly suspicious.
Suspicious? You were born suspicious. I'll bet you made the doctor show his license before you let him slap your behind.
Also in theaters this weekend, Some Like It Hot. Here, Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis get their first look at Marilyn Monroe.
Look at that! Look how she moves. That's just like Jell-O on springs. Must have some sort of built-in motor or something. I tell you, it's a whole different sex!
And this weekend, there's a good chance you'll see Sandra Dee. She stars with Audie Murphy in the very nice western, The Wild and the Innocent. She's also with Lana Turner in Imitation of Life. And for fun in the sun, there's Gidget. And her co-stars are Cliff Robertson and James Darren. The latter sings the title song, which is also at number 48 on the countdown.
She acts sort of teenage, just in between age, looks about 4'3". Although she's just small fry, just about so high, Gidget is the one for me. A regular tomboy, but dressed for a prom. Boy, how cute can one girl be? Although she's not king size, her finger is ring size, Gidget is the one for me. If she says she loves you, you can bet your boots she loves you. If she says she hates you, that can also mean she loves you. It very well may be she's just a baby speaking romantically. If that's a bad feature, I'll be the teacher. The Gidget is the one for me. She's not much on glamour, and she should improve her grammar. Still I sigh and stammer, and my heart beats like a little old hammer. Strictly from Dixie, face like a pixie, shorter than girls should be. The rest of the shipment, standard equipment, just a doll in dungaree. The Gidget is the one for me.
There's another Philadelphian, 23-year-old James Darren with Gidget at number 48 on the charts this week in 1959. That would climb to number 41. And we're listening to the memories of June 1959 on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're feeling sentimental. Yeah, that's our musical theme, songs with sentimental in the title. Well, this came from last week's edition of Train Songs, where a pair of those tunes had sentimental in the title. Cy Oliver is aboard the Sentimental Train, and of course, Sentimental Journey. And this version's by Ella Fitzgerald.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey. Send a little journey home.
That's Ella with the Eddie Haywood Orchestra, Sentimental Journey. 2 years later, Frankie Lane put down this sentimental song, I Get Sentimental Over Nothing.
The garden wall, the dew of spring, the leaves of fall, some little thing, I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine how I feel about you. A movie scene, a pretty tune, like reverie or play. I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine how I feel about you. Such romantic notions fill my heart over some whimsical thing. And the same emotion play their part in making the memory clean. It's too absurd, I don't know why, a tender word can make me cry. I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine how I feel about you. It's too absurd, I don't know why, a tender word can make me cry. I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine how I feel about you.
I Get Sentimental Over Nothing. That was co-written by Nat King Cole. He recorded the tune in 1949, so did Frankie Lane. It was on the B-side of That Lucky Old Sun. He was accompanied by Harry Geller's orchestra with Carl Fisher on piano. Well, we have two piano greats on this one. It's Count Basie's Blue and Sentimental, played by the Count and Oscar Peterson, during a live performance for the BBC.
Why don't we do a couple of choruses of Blue and Sentimental?
Yeah, that would be nice. Help my ass, Kevin.
How perfect was that? Count Basie and Oscar Peterson on Blue and Sentimental. That was for a BBC special in 1980. I'm glad I found that one for our sentimental songs on today's Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've gone back to the fourth weekend of June in 1959. Let's catch a show, see what was playing on Broadway this week in our spotlight year. Well, the top play of the season was J.B. That starred Pat Hengel, Christopher Plummer, Nan Martin, and Raymond Massey. Other good shows, The World of Susie Wong with Frantz Nguyen and William Shatner. Their Sweet Bird of Youth with Sidney Blackmer, Paul Newman, Geraldine Page, Rip Torn, and Bruce Dern. And A Raisin in the Sun has Sidney Poitier and Ruby Dee. Some of the comedies, The Pleasure of His Company, starring Cyril Richard and Dolores Hart. Make a Million features Conrad Janis, Neva Patterson, and Sam Levine. There's The Marriage Go-Round with Charles Boyer, Claudette Colbert, and Tony winner Julie Newmar. The Gazebo features Walter Slezak and Jane Meadows. And A Majority of One with Cedric Hardwick and Gertrude Berg. She would win a Tony. And the musicals, The Flower Drum Song with Larry Blyden, Pat Suzuki, and Miyoshi Umeki. Destry Rides Again, Andy Griffith and Dolores Gray. Ethel Merman stars in Gypsy, along with Sandra Church and Jack Klugman. But the top musical of the year was Redhead. That stars Gwen Verdon and Richard Kiley, and it was the first musical directed by Bob Fosse. And if you went off-Broadway this weekend in 59, you'll find Once Upon a Mattress, starring Carol Burnett.
And so, young Prince Valdair, after having slain the dragon Fafnir, rescued the princess Grigga, and together they mounted his horse Trigga, and rode off to the castle Wunderbar, where they were married and lived happily ever after. Well, I'm glad. They all lived happily, happily, happily ever after. The couple is happily leaving the chapel eternally tied. As the curtain descends, there is nothing but loving and laughter. And the walls and the windows, but she landed a prince who was brawny and blue-eyed and blonde. Still, I honestly doubt that she could ever have done it without that crazy lady with the wand. Cinderella had outside help. I have no one but me. Fairy godmother, 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 where can you be? I haven't got a fairy godmother. I haven't even got a godmother. I have a mother, a plain, ordinary woman. Snow White was so pretty, they tell us, that the queen was insulted and jealous when the mirror declared that Snow White was the fairest of all. She was dumped on the border, but was saved by some men who adored her. Oh, I grant you, they were small. But there were seven of them, practically a regiment. I'm alone in the night, by myself, not a dwarf, not an elf, not a goblin in sight. That girl had seven determined little men working day and night just for her. Oh, sure, the queen gave her a poison apple. Even so, she lived happily, happily, happily ever after. A magical kiss counteracted the apple eventually. Though I know I'm not clever, I'll do what they tell me I have to. I want some happily ever after to happen to me. Rapunzel had platinum tresses that were double the length of her dresses. She was kept in a tower for years by a wicked old witch. Till one night in despair, down she scrambled by letting her hair down. That's what I call quite a switch. I wonder. No, that'll never do. I'll be finished before I begin. And besides, I don't want to get out. I want to get in. I want to live happily, happily, happily ever after. I want to walk happily out of a chapel eternally tied.
That's Carol Burnett and Happily Ever After from Once Upon a Mattress, playing off-Broadway at the Phoenix Theater this weekend in 1959. Well, let's move from the stage to another form of entertainment, television. And the Westerns were the big ratings winners this past season. In the top 10, there's The Life and Legend of Wyatt Earp, Tales of Wells Fargo, Maverick. And the top 4, The Rifleman, Have Gun Will Travel, Wagon Train. And number 1 for the second year in a row, Gunsmoke. And that's the theme you hear in the background. And the newest Western is Rawhide. That debuted in January and finished in the top 30. Well, here in June, we're into the summer replacements. There are shows like Spotlight Playhouse, 21 Beacon Street with Dennis Morgan, Always Fun is This Is Your Life. And on this week's show, the subject will be DJ Dick Clark, who has a hit show during the daytimes with American Bandstand. And for songs of a different kind, there's Music for a Summer Night, for those who like Pops concerts. And with these programs come commercials, of course. Who remembers Smaxy the Seal?
Say, here comes Smaxy, the sugar smack seal. Smaxy's got real appeal. Better than ever, pops of wheat. Sugar toasted so the candy's sweet. Yes, make your breakfast the happiest meal. Ask for Smaxy, the Kellogg's sugar smack seal. Sugar smacks.
Sure, just pour on milk and dive into a bowl of Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Discover how much fun breakfast can be. Sparkling, sunny puffs of wheat, crisp and sugar-toasted right down to the bottom of the bowl. Smacking good out of the box, too. Look for, ask for.
Say, here comes Smaxy, the sugar smack seal. Smaxy's got real appeal.
Better than ever, puffs of wheat.
Sugar toasted so the candy's sweet.
Yes, make your breakfast the happiest meal. Ask for Smaxy, the Kellogg's sugar smack seal. Sugar Smacks.
Smaxy the Seal for Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Now, Smaxy wouldn't be around next year. He'd be replaced by Quick Draw McGraw. Well, let's head back to the countdown now. And coming in at number 40 is a record that could be the biggest hit ever for R&B star Dinah Washington.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours. What the sun and the flowers. Day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's a day made, and the difference is you.
What a difference a day makes. That's Dinah Washington at number 40 this weekend, but on its way up to number 8, making it the first top 10 on the Hot 100 for the 34-year-old from Alabama. Today, we've turned the calendar back 60 years to the fourth weekend of June in 1959. And economically, we are now roaring out of the recession that started in late 57. A spectacular improvement in U.S. employment for the month of May made a happy bunch at the Labor Department. They reported that the jobless rate was down to 4.9%. It was 7.4% this time last year. Another sign of a healthy and growing economy, Industrial production and personal income both set new records last week. The Federal Reserve Board reported that U.S. industrial production in May climbed to a record high of 152% of the average from 10 years ago. And the New York Stock Exchange reported this week that 13 million Americans now own stock. And helping us get out of the recession was a restrained government response from President Eisenhower, Senate Majority Leader Lyndon Johnson, and Fed Chairman William Martin. They hadn't tried to buy their way out of the recession with new or expanded programs. Last year, they produced a fairly modest budget and let the system bring us out of the downturn naturally. And as we head back to the countdown, we check in at number 39 with a trio of teenagers who were making a lot of money. Here are the Fleetwoods.
Well, da-dum, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
At its peak at number 39 this week in 1959, that's Graduation Day from the Fleetwoods. Hailing from Olympia, Washington, the group consists of 19-year-olds Gary Troxell, Gretchen Christopher, and Barbara Ellis. And with commencement exercises underway or completed all over the country, something unique for the class of 59, you were the first to have rock and roll through your entire high school career. And if you're out of high school now, what are you going to do? Get a job? Go to college? Maybe get married? Well, that's what Jimmie Rodgers considers in song number 35.
I'm much too young to marry, oh, marry, oh, marry, oh. But if I should marry, oh, then I would marry you. When I was just a boy of nine, I fell in love with Adeline. I kissed her tender lips of wine, and then I ran away.
Singing ring-a-ling-a-larry-o.
What am I to do? I'm much too young to marry, oh, marry, oh, marry, oh. But if I could marry, oh,
ring-a-ling-a-larry-o,
I would marry you. When I was only 17, I fell in love with Bernadine. I kissed her on the village green, and then I ran away.
Singing ring-a-ling-a-larry-o.
What am I to do? I'm much too young to marry, oh, marry, oh, marry, oh. But if I could marry, oh,
ring-a-ling-a-larry-o,
I would marry you. When I had grown to 22, I fell in love with Mary Lou. I tried to run, but I was through. She stole my heart away.
Singing ring-a-ling-a-larry-o.
This is what I'll do. You're old enough to marry, oh, marry, oh, marry, oh. Old enough to marry, oh,
ring-a-ling-a-larry-o.
And I will marry you. This is ancient history. My family number's 23, and all of them take after me. They kiss and run away.
Singing ring-a-ling-a-larry-o.
What am I to do? I'm old enough to marry, oh, marry, oh, marry, oh. But if I should marry, oh, then I would marry you. But if I could marry, oh, then I would marry you.
Another Washington State native there. From the small city of Camas, that's 25-year-old Jimmy Rogers and Ring-a-Ring-a-Lario. At number 35 on the Hot 100 this weekend, it would peak at number 32. And it's part of the soundtrack of June 1959, and we're listening to it today on Seems Like Old Times. In the showcase today, a little bit of nostalgia, but then you could say that about every show. However, more so today because our musical theme is sentimental songs. Yeah, these are recordings with sentimental in the title. And our next two selections have the same name, but they are different songs. The title is For Sentimental Reasons. One you know well, the other not so much. We'll start with the lesser-known melody, a record from 1936 by Mildred Bailey.
Although our love affair is broken, I treasure every memory. Somehow I measure every token as something heaven sent to me. For sentimental reasons, whenever I am blue, for sentimental reasons, I walk the avenue. In front of each shop window I stop and I stare, gazing at things I plan for us to share. For sentimental reasons, when everything goes wrong, to bring me consolation, I hum your favorite song. I only hope you're happy, although you left me blue. For sentimental reasons, I'm still in love with you.
For Sentimental Reasons, Mildred Bailey recorded that in November of 1936, and it became a minor hit. And listen to these all-stars who played on that recording. Ziggy Elman trumpet, Artie Shaw clarinet, Ben Webster tenor sax, Teddy Wilson piano, Dave Barber guitar, John Kirby bass, Cozy Cole on the drums, and the chart was arranged by Eddie Sauter. Now that, For Sentimental Reasons, was written by Edward Heyman, Al Sherman, and Abner Silver. But don't confuse it with I Love You, For Sentimental Reasons, written in 1945 by Deke Watson of the Inkspots and Pat Best. And it's sung here by one of our performing now artists. This is Haley Loren.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe. me. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning and I dream of you every night. Oh, darling, I'm never ever lonely. Whenever you're in sight, ooh, I love you for sentimental reasons, and I hope that you do believe me, 'cause I've given you my heart.
Alaska native Haley Loren, who now resides in Eugene, Oregon, for sentimental reasons. She was accompanied by Matt Trader on piano and was from her 2013 album, Simply Love. Well, that's it for hour one of today's show. We'll break and come back with more sentimental songs and more of the hits from this week in 1959 on Seems Like Old Times.